Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Boucher. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abner hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to third. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Whiten. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Whiten steals second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sean Abner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive beyond third. Ventura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reigns. Hill reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. There goes Martinez trying to get to home. Reigns throws the ball into Grebeck, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Martinez, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whiten is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome is 0-1 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Whiten moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0-2 in the game. Lofton bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Whiten scores. Alomar moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis is 0-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abner is 0-2 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grebeck is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abner moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berger is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive off the glove of Cora, and into shallow right field. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Terry Leach now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and tags Bell, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Hill moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines bunts towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive for a single. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell is hit by the pitch. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Abner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Abner is 0-for-3 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grebeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora bunts towards the mound. Lilliequist fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Leach covering. Safe. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Leach spins and fires to second, and Lofton is picked off. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Leach fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leach. Bell moves to third. Alex Cole pinch runs for Albert Bell. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive for a single. Cole scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.